The Pennsylvania Senate today passed a budget bill previously passed by the House that does not include Governor Wolf's preferred spending increase for schools. Meanwhile, nonprofits have been scraping by without any funds flowing from the state. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that groups in southeastern Pennsylvania are frustrated and have banded together to try to make sure they're never in this position again.
It can be hard for regular people to relate to something as impersonal sounding as a state budget impasse. Maria Macaluso, executive director of the Women's Center of Montgomery County, makes this comparison.
We have $1 million budget and about two-thirds, roughly, of our funds were tied up in federal and state funds. So I tell people, imagine in your own household trying to operate on a third of what you normally would have.
To cope, the Women's Center has organized emergency fundraisers and stopped paying some staff to keep up most of their services. Other groups haven't been so lucky.
Some have maxed out one, two, and up to three lines of credit and aren't able to get any more.
Ann Gingerich leads the Pennsylvania Association of Nonprofit Organizations.
Some organizations have scaled back on what they're able to offer. Some organizations are only providing just emergency services or a hotline and have asked their employees to stay home without pay.
Her group has been holding calls with nonprofit leaders across the state to share tips and legal advice about weathering this hard time. They're also gathering agency directors to focus on changing state policy in the event of another impasse.
We are going to be starting to meet in January to start looking at and advocating for a process and system to be put in place so that this doesn't happen year over year and hold the nonprofit community hostage.
Gingerich and Macaluso say the lack of public awareness and outcry about all of the things the state hasn't been funding is disheartening. Macaluso says even when the money starts to flow again, some of the education and prevention work the Women's Center has scaled back on will take a while to build up, and that can have a long-term effect.
That's the saddest thing, because if you're not doing the prevention work, then in 20 years we'll be counseling the daughters of the women that we're counseling now.
I'm Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.